Now it's time for jazz with In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond.
Thank you.
Yes. Herbie Hancock from the album Headhunters. We heard the track Watermelon Man. Herbie doing excellent job on the Fender Rhodes in the remake of the original that he put out maybe 10 years earlier, an acoustic version. Herbie had updated his sound after playing with Miles Davis and Bitches Brew and In a Silent Way. Came out with a sound of his own. So we're going to kind of trace Herbie Hancock's transition from acoustic jazz player into his electronic years. He did an album, maybe one of his earliest explorations into the Fender Rhodes. The album's called Fat Albert Rotunda. And we're going to hear a track that's somewhat of a standard these days. And it's called Tell Me a Bedtime Story. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Herbie Hancock from the album Thrust, and we heard Butterfly. Let's take it from the top of the hour, where we started out with Herbie Hancock in the Headhunters album, playing what's a great standard, Watermelon Man. That album was recorded back in 1973, and on that was the original Headhunters group of Herbie Hancock on Fender Rhodes, clavinet, ARP synthesizer, and other assorted keyboards. Benny Maupin on soprano sax, tenor sax, saxello, bass clarinet, and alto flute. Paul Jackson on electric bass. Bill Summers on a variety of percussion. And Beer Bottle for the opening sound on that, on Watermelon Man. Yes, he played the beer bottle. And Harvey Mason on drums. And then we followed that out with an early album of Herbie Hancock and his experimentation with the Fender Rhodes piano, going back to 1969 from the album Fat Albert Rotunda, an album with music actually written for the television cartoon show Hey Hey Fat Albert, Bill Cosby production. And we heard Tell Me a Bedtime Story. And that is Herbie Hancock on piano, Joe Henderson on tenor sax and flute, Joe Farrell on tenor sax, Garnett Brown on trombone, Johnny Coles on trumpet and flugelhorn, Joe Newman also on trumpet, Buster Williams on bass, Albert Tootie Heath and Bernard Purdy both playing drums, and Eric Gale on guitar. Some of those were uncredited in the original album, but they gave them their due credits on the future release of that. All right, moving on. We got into Herbie Hancock and his Thrust album, which is basically the same group as the original Headhunters, but adding the funky and just fantastic drumming of Mike Clark. See, that album was released back in 1974, a year after the original. And we'll go through the personnel again. Herbie Hancock on Fender Rhodes and other keyboards. Mike Clark on drums. Benny Maupin on saxophones and various reed instruments. Paul Jackson on electric bass. And Bill Summers on percussion. And we heard two from that album. The first one you heard was Actual Proof, and that was followed by Butterfly. And it was listening to Butterfly in the car the other day that got me really digging Herbie Hancock's Fender Rhodes piano, and decided I would do a whole show about that. So that's what we're doing right now. Hope you're enjoying it. We're going to go back in time now to one of Herbie Hancock's early kind of experimental albums with really different sounds and a lot of electronics, but still has that real Herbie Hancock vibe to it. This is an album entitled Mwandishi, and this is a cooking track. We're going to hear Ostinato, Suite for Angela.
We'll be right back.
WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. Time now is 6 o'clock. Herbie Hancock. That was a different sounding track. That's from the album Sextant. And we heard a track called Hidden Shadows. A couple months ago, we saw Dr. Eddie Henderson, the great trumpet player, playing in Waterbury, Connecticut at the Outer Space, I think is the name of the club, with some local cats. And it was a really fine set that they did. And during the break, I got a chance to talk to Eddie Henderson a bit. And he singled that album out as one that he did with Herbie Hancock that he thinks is a really fine album that doesn't get enough attention. So I thought I'd play that. And he did play a burning solo on that, Dr. Eddie Henderson did, on trumpet. So let's go through the personnel on that one. That was recorded back in 1972. And that has on it Herbie Hancock on piano and keyboards and synthesizers, Benny Maupin on a variety of reed instruments, Dr. Eddie Henderson on trumpet and flugelhorn, Julian Priester on trombone, Buster Williams on bass. Billy Hart really did a phenomenal job on drums on that. You know, it sounded a little repetitive, let's say. But if you were listening to the drumming on that from Billy Hart, it was really quite amazing. And let's see, Dr. Patrick Gleason on the ARP 2600, an ARP Pro soloist doing all those spacey sounds going on during that. Dr. Patrick Gleason doing a lot of the synthesizer programming for Herbie Hancock during those years. And then Buck Clark on percussion. All right. Now, let's see, before that, we heard from another one from Herbie Hancock in those early years of experimenting with electronics. From back in 1971, from the album Mwandishi, we heard Ostinato, a song for Angela. And quickly, the personnel on that was Mwandishi, Herbie Hancock on Fender Rhodes, M. Kazaji, Buster Williams on bass, Shabali, Billy Hart on drums, M. Ganga, Eddie Henderson on trumpet and flugelhorn, Mwili, Benny Maupin on bass, clarinet, and alto flute, and Pepo Mtoto, Julian Priester on trombone on that one. So they use their African names on that. Also on that is, Ronnie Montrose on guitar, Leon Chancellor on drums and percussion, and Chapito Jose Arias on congas and timbales on that one. Jose Arias of Santana fame. All right. Yeah, hope you're digging the electronic Herbie Hancock. Now, Herbie, I think he got introduced to the Fender Rhodes piano through Miles Davis when they were doing the some of Miles Davis's early forays into electronics, which probably took off with the album In a Silent Way and then Bitches Brew. And I've got a track here queued up from the complete In a Silent Way sessions. And this is In a Silent Way from a rehearsal. The actual finished track came out sounding much different than the one you're about to hear.
Thank you.
By request, Miles Davis, from a compilation of the quintet from 1965 to 1968, complete sessions. And we heard Water on the Pond, and Nick, our friend Nick, tells us that that is the first track that Herbie Hancock was playing, the first recorded track that he was playing Fender Rhodes piano on. So I believe it too, man. It sounded like it. So that's from the Great Quintet. So that would be, of course, Miles Davis on trumpet, Herbie Hancock on piano, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Tony Williams on drums, and who am I forgetting? Ron Carter on bass. I heard a guitar in that, and I am going to guess during that period it would have been either George Benson on guitar or perhaps Joe Beck. I know they both did a short tenure with Miles Davis during that Great Quintet. Let's see. Before that, we heard from Freddie Hubbard from the album Red Clay, a classic album and a classic standard now for sure. And really just some killing electric piano work on that, among other great solos on that cut. But that was Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on electric piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Lenny White on drums. That's a great album, of course. Classic album from back in 1970. And we started out that set, this set where Herbie played electric piano on other people's albums as a sideman. But we started out that set with Moon Germs. Well, let's say Moon Germs from 1973. And that's a great album as well. We heard the track Times Lie, and that is Joe Farrell on soprano sax, Herbie Hancock on electric piano, Stanley Clark on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. How's that for a great quartet? We actually started out with In a Silent Way, a different version than you're used to hearing. That one previously unreleased until the complete In a Silent Way sessions. And that's from a rehearsal, and it's quite a different version of that song from the one that ended up on the album.
I'd like to take a moment to ask of you a small favor. It takes a great deal of time, effort, and money to bring this podcast to you each and every week, as I have done for over 6 years. Hopefully, this show brings you a deep appreciation of this great American art form. Now, I am asking you to show your support to give back some of the value that you may take away from this program. Please consider donating to this podcast. Perhaps it is worth the cost of a single CD. Certainly you get at least that much music from just one listening of the show. Maybe you would consider donating even more than that if this program gives you hours of listening pleasure week after week. Whatever you decide, please visit my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. There is a button on the right sidebar where you can make a donation of whatever you feel is appropriate. That's www.jazzandbeyond.com. Thank you for listening.